Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We fast coming up for 25 past four, and it's our time for our COVID slot. I'm going to chat to Dr. Daniel Israel, a GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Bluebird Medical Center in Burnham, Johannesburg. Daniel, people are going nuts. Daniel, are you with me?
Can you hear me, Simon?
Yeah, I can. I can.
I am. Just breaking up. I'm with you now.
Yeah, Daniel, I'm just saying people are going nuts. I mean, this anti-vax movement is almost gaining traction.
Absolutely. It's out of, probably out of fear, as we've discussed, and probably out of, coming from a position of just, you know, fear of the uncertainty. But the reality is, as I've said repeatedly, the uncertainty of COVID is much more. So, you know, totally illogical, but we can look at some of the things that have happened in the last day or so with COVID. There's quite a lot of movement in the world, which is interesting.
Yeah, I'd love you to, and I'd love you to weigh on specifically the issue of the travel bans. I've got to tell you something, Daniel. When I hear that countries are preventing South Africans from traveling, I don't see it as some sort of unpatriotic, oh my goodness, they're ganging up on us gesture. I see it as they're just trying to protect their population. Am I completely wrong?
No, I think you're absolutely right. And I think that that's the important part is that I must say that if we lived in a country where somewhere internationally a new variant was released and there was fear about that, I would hope that our government would stop people from coming in here from that place. I think that perhaps the government went wrong here is there should have been a lot of qualifiers and disclaimers at the beginning of this announcement, and perhaps even a little bit of research in the first day or two, because it took so short for the information to come out as to where else this variant was, so that it wasn't branded South African, so to speak. And we did see that this US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, actually said today that he commended South Africa immensely for its transparency. And obviously it's a very different picture to what we saw with Wuhan at the beginning. But at the same time, he made it very clear that even though he commended our scientists, it was not going to be a reason for him letting South Africans, who seem to be the majority of the people at the moment, to have this come into the country, which makes sense.
Yeah, I must say I completely do understand it, however unpatriotic that may be. Having said that, though, Daniel, I watched a very compelling interview with a doctor from Nigeria, and her take was that the world is to blame. She said Botswana, where is apparently one of the countries where the strain originated, had ordered a certain number of vaccines but weren't provided with the doses because the wealthier countries took their place in the queue. She's saying without a global stance on this issue, this is just going to continue to happen.
Absolutely. And if one wants to get a little bit more like theological or spiritual here, or looking for deeper meanings, one could actually look at this whole COVID pandemic from that point. I mean, if at the beginning this coronavirus jumped from animals to human beings based on the mistreatments of animals, or like, you know, inappropriate killing and selling them for food, one could make a reason as to why that happened. One could also make a reason as to, as you're saying, as to why greed, because that's really the basis of it, has caused huge disparities in terms of which countries have vaccines. And we know that countries that are less vaccinated have a greater chance of making more mutations and different variants. So there really are deeper lessons that one could look into in terms of this whole pandemic.
And Daniel, the other issue you wanted to raise this afternoon, I think is absolutely fascinating, is the question of who is actually being admitted to hospital for COVID.
So, you know, thankfully on a community level, as we discussed yesterday, we're not seeing a lot of admissions, and please God, it's going to remain the same way. But we have seen a little bit from the Department of Health of some released stats, and that's from the epicenter of where this variant is, which is, we know Gauteng has got the majority of the cases, and we also know that Pretoria or Tshwane is the area that has the most. And in the hospitals, whichever ones they surveyed in that area, 80% of the people admitted for COVID at the moment are not vaccinated. So now that's consistent with the stats that we've seen overseas in Europe and in the past months. But I mean, it hints to the fact that, you know, even with this variant, which we think is the predominant variant that's beginning to happen here, that people who have been vaccinated are relatively well protected. And it's only a small amount of exceptional cases of people who are being vaccinated who are actually being admitted. So, you know, really, I think that those stats speak for themselves in terms of people who fear the vaccine and say, but what's in it and what will it do to me, etc.
Daniel, last question. For those who've tested positive, I know they get asked the question all the time, so which strain do you have? That isn't generally information that's provided, is it?
It's not. We have a genotyping unit in sort of CRISP in, I think it's based in KwaZulu-Natal, and they do genomic strain testing of viruses in terms of, as we said, HIV research, etc. So from a research perspective, they take samples and then they try and type out the virus and see where the mutations are. But certainly on a commercial level and a just treatment level, it's not possible at the moment to go and check which variant you have. But we have seen, as I said yesterday, that because of the huge uptake in cases with no explained reason, that is the most likely cause is that it must be the new variant. So you know, that's what we clinicians certainly feel.
Daniel Israel, as always, thank you so much. We'll chat again tomorrow.
Correct.